FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Britt Nicole. Be the Change. Good morning to you. It's 8:34. Joining me live on the radio this morning, our good friend Bob Lenz from Life Promotions and from Life Fest. And Bob, earlier this summer, my life passed right before my eyes because during the Creation Festival, you and I were riding on a four-wheeler together. You came to the top of the hill and said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Well, I'm a little concerned." And you said, "Are you really?" And then you floored it.
That was a huge hill. We went out. I used to do that as a youth pastor. I said, "Are you ready to meet God? Are you ready to meet God?"
Well, I was thinking about it because you're just a little bit bigger than I am, and if we would have rolled, I might have been squished.
That could have been, but we went down that hill through that stream, and then up some rocks and. Oh, that was awesome.
That was awesome. We're talking with our friend Bob Lenz. Bob travels all over the world to preach the gospel, to share the good news. He is an author, a speaker, and a very good friend. And what Bob is doing right now is something called Quake. Bob, tell us about Quake. What's that all about?
There's a ministry. It was Youth Encounter. It original was actually Lutheran Youth Encounter 51 years ago. And what they did is they really felt that the future of our church was the youth. And so they really, back before we had a lot of contemporary worship, they would put together worship teams and travel the country to get sing-alongs in churches, especially Lutheran churches back then, that didn't have this contemporary worship. And then what they would do is they would gather on weekends across the country and bring their junior high and high school kids in to have a weekend, this may sound a little different, but not as much on performance as relational based. So they had weekends called Quakes. And so what we have them, so to fast forward, they had a ministry for 51 years in all the states and around the world. And things changed, and they wanted to go bigger than just Lutheran. So they went from Lutheran Youth Encounter to Youth Encounter. And they continue to do these, but then all of a sudden what happened is so many churches now have phenomenal worship themselves, and so that part of the ministry wasn't being effective anymore, but the weekends are just fantastic. Youth groups would come, and they would build relationship with the speaker, with the bands. They'd have small groups, they'd have activities, they'd have service projects, and they were going to be, if you will, going out of ministry. And we said, this cannot happen. We need to have these continue. So Life Promotions said, you know, we do events. So last year we had our first season, and we had 20 Quakes, 20 events across the country, gathering youth together to encounter the gospel.
Wow, that's awesome. And you have some coming near us. Tell us about that.
We actually do. We're going to be in Harrisburg. We're going to be in Harrisburg January 26th through 28th. And you know what's so great about this? We have a speaker coming there. Her name is Danielle Tiedman, and she is fantastic. She lives in the inner city of Minneapolis, and really felt like she was called to not just reach around the world, but in her neighborhood. In her neighborhood is a really impoverished area, and she's like, this is our neighborhood. So she started a community garden in her neighborhood and showing her own kids how to build relationships with the people in your area to share the gospel. And she's a speaker, and Lynn Stone King, has a great, great voice, great heart for worship. She's been traveling with her family since she's been a little girl in a music gospel traveling team. And so they're going to be in Harrisburg January 26th through the 28th. It'll be at a hotel there so the whole youth group can come. We're really targeting these junior high and high school. But if there's a parent that wants to come with their son or daughter or a youth group, we're going to be in Harrisburg January 26th and 28th. We'll be in Pittsburgh, if anybody wants to go a little farther from you guys, February 2nd through the 4th. And my good friend Tiffany Thompson is speaking there. And she's dynamic. And we're going to be in Allentown February 9th through the 11th. And we have a guy there named Agape. And this guy is a hip-hop artist, and he'll be doing the music. And we have Jen Jacobson speaking there. So we're really excited.
Quake Youth Encounter coming to our area. They're coming to Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, Allentown. The one in Harrisburg is January 26th through 28th. Bob, where can folks get more information or how can they sign up?
They can go to quake.com or they can go right to lifepromotions.com. They could call 920-738-5588. We'll give them information. We have some, for first-time comers, we have some discounts available. We're really excited. They average about 300 to 500 students per weekend. So this is, you know, and so many times what we're doing is we're doing the big concerts with Creation or at your son or there and the different things. This is up close and personal. Like, it's four sessions. There's a food packaging. They'll be feeding, packaging food to send to the people like in the hurricane district. So there'll be a food service project. There'll be small groups. There'll be times with the artist and the speaker. It really is a relationally based ministry. And I think especially for our churches and youth groups, like if you're a youth group and you're like, well, I only got three kids. Well, great. Bring them and become something part a little bigger and yet still personal and up close.
Quake Youth Encounter coming to Harrisburg January 26th through the 28th. Get more information online, quake.com. Also, we'll be in Pittsburgh and Allentown. You can get all the information there, quake.com. Bob, before you leave, I heard you have a new book out. Is that true?
I actually do. I'd love to come back and even talk about it more, but it's called 18, Faith for the Next Generation.
18, Faith for the Next Generation. Give us a little synopsis. What's it about?
The sad reality, Fred, is this Sunday in our churches, this one nation under God, the whole premise was to come to this country for religious freedom. And this Sunday, less than 18% of youth will be in our churches at this Sunday. We are becoming, or have become, some would say, a post-Christian nation. And I think we're getting smaller and smaller as the Christian, real Christianity, and then we're entertaining the people that we still have instead of fulfilling the Great Commission of reaching people with the gospel. And two out of three people who come to Christ, Fred, will come to Christ before what age? Guess what age?
Wow, 18.
18. 18. And so we really, if we're going to fulfill the Great Commission and not just hold on till Jesus comes, if we're going to fulfill the Great Commission, we have to. It's imperative to focus on the youth so that we see the great in gathering and we see a great revival and many come to Christ before Christ returns.
Bob's new book is called 18, Faith for the Next Generation. Bob, where can folks find your new book?
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at lifepromotions.com. You can get an Audible version of it. You can get it, you know, you can just, anywhere books are sold, you can go and grab a copy.
Check it out, 18, Faith for the Next Generation from Bob Lenz. Also, check out Quake Youth Encounters coming to Pennsylvania January and February. Get all the info there, quake.com. Bob, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today. We love you so much, and we just ask the Lord to continue to bless you and your ministry there at Life Promotions.
Well, Fred, love being in touch with you, whether we're riding four-wheelers, whether we're talking about the gospel, whether Fred is ministering at our children's stage here in Wisconsin at Life Fest, or whether we're talking with WJTL. Your listeners are fantastic. Many have become personal friends from how many times they've come through there, and let's continue to push forward for the gospel.
We love you, Bob. Have a great day. Thank you so much for calling. Back to the music we go. This is the Never Claim, The Joy on WJTL.